Hello, beloveds. As I sit to write this month's episode, my daughter is curled up next to me, sick with a cold and an ear infection. She's felt miserable for a few days, and she just wants to be held. She wants snuggles and back rubs. She wants somebody to listen to her repeat over and over again that she's hurting, because there's something freeing about being able to name our pain out loud to somebody who hears and validates our experience. She wants to be close to the love that she trusts in her bones will show up for her. To be very clear, my husband has also been a fantastic snuggler and loving presence for her all week. She loves curling up in his lap for comfort. Parents of all genders can be nurturing, compassionate, patient, empathetic. But as I sit here with half of my body wrapped around my baby girl, who just wants to be near me, and the other half awkwardly trying to type, I'm thinking especially today about Mama God. We talk about God as Father a lot. There's a beautiful gift in the masculine images of God, and we hear about them pretty regularly. But there's something beautiful and helpful in remembering that God is Mother too. And there are actually a lot of examples of this in Scripture, which might surprise people. The first being right away that we are all made in God's image, which includes women, which means there's a feminine energy within the divine. But one of the most remarkable examples of Mama God is one I only learned about recently in a theology class. The Hebrew word El Shaddai is often translated in the Old Testament as God Almighty. El Shaddai starts with the word El, which we hear throughout Hebrew is the meaning for God. El is God. But the second word, Shaddai, stems from the word shad, which means breasted. So El Shaddai can be translated as a breasted God. Wow, talk about the image of a God who sustains and nurtures life with God's very self. That reference alone sort of blows my mind. But beyond that, there are several references to God as an eagle carrying out all of the motherly duties of the species. In Exodus, God carried the people on her wings in flight. In Deuteronomy, God hovers over her young in the nest. In the book named after her, Boaz speaks of Ruth as one who has found refuge under God's wings. The psalmist asks God to hide him under the shadow of her wings. Other texts speak of the Creator God who birthed and mothers us. In Deuteronomy, the people are accused of forgetting the God who gave them birth. In Isaiah, the house of Jacob is reminded that they have been born by God. And again, in Isaiah, we hear that as a mother comforts her child, so will God comfort her people. In Hosea, Mama God becomes Mama Bear God, saying fiercely, "I will fall upon them like a bear robbed of her cubs." Oof, that one's kind of intense. The image of Mama God certainly brings other connotations that are missing when God is masculine or neutral without pronouns or any other idea of God. But of course, not everyone relates to the image of a loving Mama God. That's okay. Not everyone has a mom. Some have unsafe, harmful, neglectful moms, or moms who just aren't very motherly. Some have had and lost their moms, and it's too hard to think that way. So if your mind can't go there to a God who mothers you, that's okay. But if you're only avoiding it because it feels unfaithful, receive now this pastor's permission to at least consider the presence and availability of Mama God in your life for even just this moment. What is it you need from the motherly parts of God? She's ready to gather us in with open arms, to hold us close, to listen when we need to repeat over and over again that we're hurting, because there's something freeing about being able to name our pain out loud to somebody who hears and validates our experience. Mama God is the kind of loving presence that we can trust in our bones will show up for us with comfort and compassion. And also, when needed, that mom look that holds us accountable and steers us back on track. Whatever parenting you're in need of today, whether you're sick or healthy, joyous or despairing, hopeful or uncertain, afraid or confident, may you find that the God who loves you is always close by. And now a few questions for reflection. Number one, as you think of God as a mother, how does that challenge you? Number two, as you think of God as a mother, how does that comfort you? Number three, what other characteristics of mothers do you find in God? And number four, what is it that you need from Mama God today? As you wrap up your reflection, or if you're with somebody else, your conversation, I invite you now to close in prayer with me. Dear Mama God, we give you thanks for the gift of your parenting, your comfort, your love, your compassion, your empathy, the ways that you show up for us. Help us to see you in new, inclusive, expansive ways as we grow in faith and connection with you. Amen.